It's another week, the Basically Brown podcast. You know us. We're your hosts. My name is Stephanie.
And I'm Shakira.
And let's just jump right in. We have changed the narrative. We want to be positive and spread positivities to not only amongst ourselves, but to you all. So, Shakira, what did you do positive this week?
I'm going to say the positive thing that I did was I actually did start the vision board and the list of 300 things.
Yes!
So, yeah. But the weird thing is, like, I'm like, oh, I know what I want, but I don't know how I want it to look. Like, so it's just, I still have just words and there's no pictures.
That's okay. The words are still important. That is so awesome. Oh, I just want to dance. So have you been looking at it every day?
No, but I really do need to put it because like I just stashed it and I need to put it somewhere where I'm looking at it every day. That, yeah, I need to move it.
And yeah, see, I keep mine hidden too. But the reason I do is because I don't want you looking at my
business.
But it ain't your business what I want.
Right. Yeah.
Just know I'm going to get it.
I feel that. For sure.
But then I forget, like,
right.
Mine is in my binder, and I've looked at it, like, maybe once this week. That's why I asked. Like, I was going to feel bad, but we cool.
Yeah, I need to look at it. I need to move it or do something where I can see it more often, so.
That's what's up. I'm so glad you started. That makes me happy.
What about you?
Okay, so I've started doing this thing where I am trying to get better at saving money. So what I'm doing is every night before I go to bed, the odd number that's in my bank account, like, okay, let's say I got $52.21 in the bank. So what I'll do is move the $2.21 into my savings account.
Mm.
So, because it's going to build, I mean, it seems like small amounts, but it's going to build up. But I've been having an even number in my checking account, and that whatever's not the even number moving to my savings.
That's pretty and that's cool. That's
something I hope to keep going. Thanks. I hope to keep it going for the rest of the year and throughout next year and see how big I get.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a good thing to do.
Thanks. Trying to be better.
Man.
My biggest fear is, and I mean no disrespect to anybody, but my biggest fear is that I'm going to be like 100 working at Walmart, and I just don't want to do that.
For sure.
Yeah. So. Okay. Well, got that positivity out of the way, feeling all jolly inside. Let's keep it going with a brown boss. You got one?
I do. Okay, so my brown boss, her name is Shantina Gladney. She is a residual income lifestyle coach, taking individuals from coach to first class. So she does actually a lot of different things and gets entrepreneurs together also and puts on like workshops, I guess you can call it. For the city. And but their mission is basically to build individuals as they build a thriving business within our family of brands and networks while connecting them to community they live, work, and play. So yeah, their information will be posted in this episode.
Okay, that sounds really cool.
Yeah,
you always got some good positive things.
Yeah. Well, how about you?
Okay, mine is called the Green Regimen, and I found them on We Buy Black, which is on Instagram, but it's like brown owned businesses, which we support. It's a protein supplement that is available in vanilla and chocolate flavors. It's vegan, natural, organic, plant-based, optimal health it gives you. Again, it's brown owned, and if you just go to Green Regimen on Instagram and you see the first two pictures of what your body can look like. Ladies, if you're married like myself, please don't stare too long. Delete these photos from your phone. But you can see why I'm stuttering a little bit. So that information will also be posted below. But please go check him out.
Cool.
Yeah. I need to work out, but... Oh, God.
I keep saying I will, and then I'll start doing little weird stuff. Like, I'll be like, okay... Every time I go to the bathroom, I have to do 10 squats. And then, or something like that, where it's just like, okay, at least I'm getting it in somewhere in the day. But then I fall off, so.
Man, one day I'm just going to buy me a diaper. I'm letting you know right now.
I can't.
No, I downloaded, I bought the entertainment package on Hulu because I said I was going to work out. And I've been trying to convince Michael to buy me some, like, workout shoes because he made me throw my shoes away because the bottoms are coming out. So, I said, yeah, I'm being here working out and getting my booty right and everything. So, I put this guy on and he had all these people behind him. And he's like, okay, we're going to start off with the leg lifts. And I was lifting my leg. Then all of a sudden, we were, like, 7 lifts in. I was like... I turned that off and turned on Living Single.
That's funny.
This is not for me anymore.
That is funny.
Yeah, but one of these days, when you get back in the swing, I'll feel like motivated. Like, oh, I can keep working now. Sorry.
Man, I swear, because I tell everybody, like, yeah, I'm going to get back there. When I was there, you couldn't tell me nothing.
I need some motivation.
Man, okay, we gonna do this for real.
Okay. I don't know what we're going to do, but we'll try. Accountability, my friend.
Yes. I'm going to ask you if you worked out.
Oh, yeah, ask me next week, and then we can have a good laugh. No, I'm going to try for real. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Speaking of accountability, let's start talking about some topics that's been going on in the news lately. So, let's start... Do you want to start with lies or do you want to start with forgiveness? Lies or forgives?
Let's do lies.
Okay, so on the Shade Room, there was a story posted last week about a girl named Amari Allen who told CNN that 3 white boys in her school, she's 12 years old, had pinned her down outside in the playground and cut her dreads. She said that, well, she claimed allegedly that the boys held her hands behind her back, covered her mouth, and clipped her hair, calling it ugly and nappy. And the reason that this came out is because her grandmother was doing her hair and noticed that her hair had been cut out, and she asked her about it, and that's when she started crying and telling her what was going on. Well, now CNN is back reporting that Amari Allen has come forward and said she was lying. She made the whole thing up, and her family's devastated. She's embarrassed. They're embarrassed and they're sorry. She said that while there was a verbal dispute with the boys, she embellished the story and the family apologized. I don't believe this. And I'm going to tell you why. Okay, so if the grandmother was doing her hair and her hair, somebody cut her hair. Because her grandma didn't just notice that out of nowhere.
What if she cut her hair? Her own hair.
But why?
It just reminds me of Jussie Smollett. Like,
Oh no.
I
See,
know.
Jesse ruined it for everybody.
Why would you just come out of nowhere and say that, though? Like,
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't think. That's why I think it's she's lying about lying. I think that either A, her family got some money, or B, the school went back and told her, look, you're gonna shut the hell up and keep quiet. This didn't happen to you. And now she's like, oh no, this doesn't happen. But I'm like 96% sure that her family probably got some hush money for this. Cause there's no way you just make up this. This random ass story. I'm sorry. This random story about three of your classmates. Why? What was the motive?
I mean, I'm kind of with you. Like, maybe she did get some hush money, or she's been getting threatened that if she doesn't say the other thing, or that, she made the story up, this might happen to her. Or, I mean, I don't doubt it, but it's just odd. Like,
Yeah, it is very odd that after, see, I blame the family. If they did take some hush money, I blame them. But I also blame the pressures of social media because I feel, well, no, I don't. The pressures of social media. I feel like the school was getting backlash because of what was going on and they didn't want something done. And they weren't trying to do anything about it, but social media gets on your butt. And then it's like, well, just say it didn't happen. Because we're gonna forget about it. And if the school hadn't done anything about it, we would have still been in an uproar. But we're gonna forget about this in the next 2 weeks. It's not gonna be a thing. And nobody ever asked her why she made the story up, if she made the story up.
That's a very good point.
Have you ever lied on one of your classmates?
I don't know, maybe. Have you?
I'm trying to think. Maybe like when I was in like second or third, only because I didn't like to stand on the wall at recess if I got in trouble. But I can't remember what it would be for. But nothing like my hair or anything like that being cut. Like, racial tensions are too high right now to be lying to anybody.
I mean, it's just so weird. Like, yeah, I do think,
Sorry.
for, like you said, why didn't they ask her why she made that up? So,
Yeah, that's not in any of the reports. I don't think she made that up. There's just no way.
yeah, I would definitely like to know more now that you said that point, but that was
We
interesting.
never will because in 2 weeks it's going to be forgotten about and
That is for sure. That is definitely like a fact, and no one will care.
she gonna come to school with some new clothes and all will be forgotten.
Pretty much.
Do you feel like we sell each other, like sell each other out, especially in our community, for the dollar?
Yeah.
Do you think it happens as much in our communities as it does other communities?
I think it's maybe like a little different, but kind of still the same. I think it just happens differently in different communities, like. Okay, so maybe like in the brown community, yeah, they're selling like more heroin or crack, but in like maybe like a Caucasian, it's more like Percocets or pills or something, you know?
No, I mean, like, okay, let's say you're a brown girl, and you get beat up at school, and you come home, not Mama James, because she ain't going, but let's just, like, you know, just hypothetically, you got beat up at school, and you came home and said, Mama got beat up, and your mom took to social media and posted your face, and you're all beat up, and she goes to the school, and it's an uproar and everything, and the school says, look, we'll offer you $50,000, just shut it up, go out and say that, hey, you know, you made it up, you beat yourself up, and we'll get you some money.
I could definitely see that, because, I mean, I feel like certain school districts would not want that quote-unquote publicity, that type of attention. So I could definitely see that happening. Like,
I just feel like that should be illegal. But then can you blame them? Like, if you got a negative rap about people getting beat up at your school, or their treads getting cut out, people aren't going to go to your school. It's going to be deemed unsafe.
I mean, but it might be illegal, but people still do stuff under the table.
True, you're right. Very true. Now, okay, let's say you're a little Caucasian girl and you get beat up. I don't know, the money would be taken as quickly. I feel like your story would have to be heard.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know because maybe their story would want to be heard. Like, I'm trying to think of like an example, but you don't see too many cases of them needing to speak out about something.
No, you really don't. Unless it's like an athlete or something, and they got a $1 million contract, and then all of a sudden,
yeah,
you know, things happened. But it doesn't depend necessarily on a brown, black, or white situation. Maybe it's more class, like a more affluent family may not care so much about the money and say no. We're going to tell little Anna's story, but a poor family living in the the ghetto or in like a trailer community may be more inclined to take a little hush-hush.
I could definitely, I mean, yeah, I think that's true. Like, why wouldn't people want to just say, okay, well, I guess this money, taking this money, we can cry in this new automobile that we finna get, and we'll just deal with it. Like, and when times are hard, and yeah, I could definitely see it.
You said we're gonna cry at our money, and I accidentally threw my phone on the floor because it was so funny. That's where we went and left.
Oh, okay.
All right, so continue. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. That's how I feel people are. Like, sometimes you might just have to tell your kid, or sometimes you tell your kid, like, just suck it up. We got some money now. Like, just take one for the team.
No, that's not what we're teaching kids.
I mean, it's not, but that happens. That's real life.
Like when you know you're 13, but you can still pass for 10.
Yes. You better not say your real age in front of that cashier.
Oh my gosh. Get your butt beat if you want it.
Oh, now you really not gonna eat.
That is too funny. That's real life, though.
Man.
But now that I'm older, I understand.
Man, you can't be a kid today.
12-year-old paying adult prices, and adult prices are like $29.5. You know, no. You better be 10.
Man, what?
Oh my gosh. Okay, that was fun. I hope somebody has the sense to talk to that young girl and say something to her and get her to say at least why. If she did, why? But in my heart of hearts, I don't, you're not that good a storyteller that you just pull that out of your butt. She start crying when her grandma asked her.
Yeah.
What happened to her hair, you know? Even if they didn't physically cut her hair out, like you said, she might have did it, but that child was being bullied by somebody. Somebody made her feel that way.
Definitely thinking that. I was definitely thinking, like, she had to have been bullied, and that's why she cut her own hair. But either way it goes, that's why.
Yeah, it's a reason for it. Ain't no black child just cutting their hair.
Right.
Let's move on if we could. Let's get into our topic of the evening. Let's talk this whole case that just happened, where a former Dallas police officer has been indicted and convicted of murder. You want to talk about that? Let's discuss. Go ahead.
Oh no, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, we said we were gonna say sorry no more. We promised. Amber Guyer, this is also according to CNN. She has been convicted of killing Botham Jean in his apartment last year. If you don't remember this story, he was a 26-year-old who was sitting in his apartment, you know, his home, eating some ice cream, watching TV, living the life, you know. And Guyer, who was 31, walked into his apartment, told him to put his hands up, and end up shooting and killing him with her police-issued gun. She was off duty at the time, and she said she was so tired, she didn't recognize that she was at the wrong apartment. Come to find out, she had actually just sent a sexy message to this guy, another police officer who was married on the force, which was also read in court, so I'm sure he's having a good time. So she's just been convicted of 10 years. So let's kind of start there. Man sitting on the couch, eating ice cream in his apartment, watching TV. An off-duty police officer comes in the house, shoots and kills him. 10 years. Let's start there. What do you think? Oh, and she faced between 5 and 99 years.
Wow. First, no, because there's so many other cases where what they did, I would say, was nowhere near as severe. Whether it's the lady that shot the warning shots, whether it's people that have possession of marijuana, there's just a broken glitch in injustice in sentencing for certain people.
I completely agree with that. And we can reference so many different cases of where you have to wonder, okay. I mean, we try not to, because neither one of us are like racist, prejudice, any of that stuff. But you have to wonder, like, what is the deciding factor for these sentencings? Because here's an example. the women who went to jail, the celebrities who went to jail for paying their children to get better test scores and paying off people to get them into good schools, where, yeah, you know, 2 weeks in jail, where a woman of color spent 5 years in prison for lying about her address so her child can go to a safe school.
Right.
Well, what's the difference here?
I think, honestly, because she's not a minority and she was a cop, that's just the way the system is. It caters to them.
Oh, she has some crazy text messages too. I didn't get a chance to see texts, those.
So her and her neighbor probably had it. Are you saying, like, basically kind of had a thing?
Oh no! Like, the year before she killed this man, she was in a group chat and they were working like Martin Luther King Day, and somebody asked in the group chat, "When do we get to go home?" And she's like, "When Martin Luther King is dead." Ha ha! Just kidding. Like, something stupid like that.
Oh,
yeah. And this was read in court.
See, and it's stuff like that where it's like, even if I wanted to be a little bit lenient or feel like bad, I can't.
Because
it's hard to say, like, you even feel bad.
You can't do anything but feel bad in the situation. Like, what? I've never. No, have I? Have you ever been somewhere and thought you were in your, like, no, I have. I can't lie. Okay. I have been out and thought I was at my apartment or on the right floor. Maybe like when I first moved in. But she wasn't like under the influence, like maybe I would have been or anything of that sort. Have you ever been out and thought you were at your place or trying to get in your door and it wasn't the right door?
Definitely. But how I knew I was at the wrong place, it was because my key didn't work. But for sure.
Well, this door was partially open.
I've definitely done it. I can't even lie. Like, when I first moved, a lot of the places just looked the same. Like, all of the apartments just look the same. So when I moved, I went into the wrong building, and well, like the wrong level, because this is when I was in Tennessee. I went into the wrong like level, and I was putting my key in, and I'm like, why didn't it work? And I'm like, oh snap, this isn't my door. But I mean,
yeah, but that can happen. Like, even now, for me, I still have the GPS sometimes to get home.
Facts.
Just to make sure I know I'm going where I'm supposed to be going. Okay, so we can both kind of say that if you came home and you walked into an apartment that you thought was yours, because the door was slightly open, so I can see where she thought, okay, somebody broke into my apartment.
Okay, I get it, but then it's like, none of this stuff looks like mine either.
But if you walk into your apartment and you see somebody sitting on the couch eating ice cream, are you really taking a look at the stuff?
Like, I mean, of course, I don't know. It's a lot of factors. Like, fam, so you're just not going to take this stuff. You just don't eat the ice cream and sit on my couch. But it's like, I guess at that moment, it's just like, whoa, it's a brown man sitting on my couch eating ice cream. Like,
what do I do?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if I'd pull a gun, though. I'd probably run, because it's not like he was. If he was a brown man or a white man, I don't care. I don't discriminate. Any man or woman, if they were running towards me, you know, it'd be different. But just you sitting on the couch eating ice cream, I'd probably back away or run.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, I would too. Like, I feel like you're waiting for me now.
So. Yeah. Trying to get your energy up eating ice cream.
Yeah. That was the good ice cream. That took a lot. Like, you know, eat my ice cream, that's how you feel.
I can't.
But yeah, I feel you. I'd probably back away too.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so man's eating ice cream watching TV on her couch. Well, on his couch. And she shot him and she told them 19 times she thought she was in her apartment. So here's the kicker, and we'll move along. So initially she was charged with manslaughter, but a grand jury later indicted her for murder, and then the Dallas Police Department fired her. So the judge on the case. Okay. Yeah, that sounds right. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay. So she told them that they could use kind of, it's similar to a stand your ground law, meaning that she could basically, the jury had the opportunity to treat the case as if she was in her house protecting herself. If they wanted to, and give her a lesser sentence or let her off. And my thing is, how can you allow someone to use anything like a stand your ground law if you're not standing your ground, you're in somebody else's home? At the end, whether you thought it was yours or not, it's somebody else's home. If I bust the window out of somebody else's car and I say, oh, I thought this was mine, I still bust the window out of somebody else's car.
Right.
So, I didn't understand that. I felt, oh, and then the whole, the victim impact statement. And here's where it took a left for me. So, his brother, let's start with his family. His family all got up and were given the opportunity to speak and say what they wanted to say after she was found guilty. So the victim's brother told her that he loved her like anyone else. He didn't want her to go to prison. He wanted the best for her because he thinks Botham Jean would have wanted the best for her too. He said, I don't speak for the rest of my family, but for me, I forgive you. And he asked the judge, could he go give her a hug? And he went and gave her a hug. And then after that, after she sentenced, he gave her a hug. Then the judge hugs the family. The judge is crying. The judge gives this woman a hug. Gives Geyer a hug. And then the officers are stroking her hair, trying to console her like she's the victim.
I'm all for forgiveness. Like, I don't think anybody should carry around hate in their heart. But, like, why are we treating her like the victim? First off, I thought a judge was supposed to keep a straight face. What's going on?
Yeah, the crying and the hug. Judge Judy would never.
Man, what, Judge Mathis would never.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Why
are we able to hug the people? I thought they were supposed to get sentenced and handcuffed and arrested and, like, sent to the bat. Why was she able to just
walk around freely? I don't understand.
Well, the judge went and hugged the. She was crying at the podium. And then she went and hugged the family, and then she went and hugged Geyer, the killer. You know, that's like the judge that sentenced Ted Bundy to the electric chair, saying, "You know what, man, I understand. Let me give you a hug." We are the most forgiving of all. We're the most forgiving, and we need to stop.
We're the most forgiving of other people except for ourselves.
Yeah. And we need to really stop that, because it makes no sense. It's not like when God said turn the other cheek. No, God didn't say that. Martin Luther King said that. When you turn the other cheek, it shouldn't just be us doing it. Why are we always the ones that have to say that's all right and forgive? Somebody else needs to do the forgiving. So when black and brown people are sitting in prison for these long prison sentences, when is somebody going to say, hey, you know what, that's all right. You go ahead. You get out.
Again, I'm all for forgiveness, but I don't know if I would go as far as to go hug you and stroke your, like, feel. I mean, maybe I might feel a little bad. I don't know. I don't think. I'm gonna forgive you eventually, but I don't feel like I'm about to hug you in the courtroom, and cry with you, and nah, fam. Like, nah, fam.
Nah, forgiveness is God's job, right?
I mean,
kill my brother if you want to. I'm coming for you. Like, ain't no forgiveness, B. Nah, go fuck yourself.
Man, I feel you. Like, I guess different people just have different reactions. I don't feel like forgiveness means that I gotta hug you. I can forgive you and go on about my life and act like you're no longer existing.
Nah, ain't no forgiveness. I'd probably spit in somebody's face, and that's so disrespectful, but I'm liable to and not care.
Hey man, if they give me the chance, I honestly don't feel, if I say, yeah, okay, I'll go hug this person, like, and I'm not truly ready to hug that person, I could definitely see me, like, yeah.
Ain't no hugs. I ain't got a hug in me.
Man, what? Sorry.
And think about how the family felt. If somebody killed my brother, I have two, but if somebody killed one of them, and then one of them took his ass on the stand talking about something, I just want to practice forgiveness, I'd beat his ass in the courtroom. What's wrong with you?
I can't. I mean, I don't know. I'm just not, for me personally, I don't feel like, yeah, I'm going to get up on the stand and say, I forgive you. I hope you have a wonderful time in jail and whatever. I feel like karma sort all of that out. I don't got nothing to worry about, but I do feel like I'm not about to be mad forever, because that does more hurt for me than for you.
I'm not going to be mad. The only person I'm going to forgive is God. And I only say that because we're taught to say, okay, God's will be done. God's will is going to be done. But, and I hope I never have to imagine this, but when something like that happens, I think my first natural reaction would be to be angry with God. So for me, forgiven God for a wrong I feel like he did me, even though he has the master plan and I don't know what it is. But that's the only type of forgiveness I'm looking for. I can give a fuck what a human got to say and what they think and how they feel. Actually, I'm liable to send them little cards saying, I hope you kill yourself this year.
Oh. Like,
that's the type of energy I'd be on.
Okay.
Mess with my brothers. Like, I feel
you know, like, I keep saying, like, I'm going to be all sunshine and rainbows, but shoot, that's your family. Like,
yeah, ain't no sunshine with my brother gone.
Liable to trip.
Yeah. I don't know how that his brother is going to be able to face his family after doing this so publicly.
Yeah, I don't really feel like I would want to, I don't want to say embarrass my family, but like.
No, you're right. That's exactly what that is.
Because now everybody talking crap and we like, first off, she only got 10 years.
Like, and she might be out in 5.
Yeah, and she about to be in a super secluded section where it'll probably be rainbows and she'll eat at a table with bread every day, like as an appetizer. I don't know, like and flowers, a nice centerpiece. I don't know, but I feel like she gonna have a cushiony type of jail stay, like how you said, like jealous. It looks like jealous fun. I feel like she could probably be on those movies making it look like jealous fun.
Seriously, do you watch Netflix?
Yes. No.
Okay.
I mean, what on Netflix?
Okay, you need to watch Jailbirds. And Netflix has a show. It's like a reality series about women in jail and the relationships and all the drama that go on in the women's prisons. I'm not lying. And I'm watching season 2 as soon as it comes out because it was good.
I'm going to have to check it out. I mean, I did like Orange is the New Black. So is it kind of like that?
No, this is like Orange is the New Black. Well, it's real, like real. I mean, Orange is the New Black was based on it, but I quit watching after we talked about this. At one point I was just like, you know what, y'all trying too hard, I just gotta stop.
Yeah.
Oh wait, but do you watch, what is it called, it's on Netflix, it's about teenagers who are going to puberty. Fudge. You don't know. Okay. We'll talk about it. I'll text it to you. I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Okay. You never seen it where they have the hormone monsters?
Mm-mm.
All right. Well, shoot.
My bad.
It's all right. I hope she does the full 10 years. She probably won't, but I just feel like even if she really didn't mean to do it and we both said, hey, I've been there. It's been times where I thought I was somewhere and I wasn't. I've never pulled out a gun and killed somebody, but I can't. I don't know. I hope she gets her punishment and not let off.
Okay. One more question, because it made me think about it. So as a trained police officer, is that in your training to just shoot?
Apparently, because that's what's been going on.
It just made me think about it. Like, you're a trained officer, you should know. Okay, you may have thought, I just feel like you should have more of a logical reaction for you to be in that type of position.
You should, but that's with any of the cases we've seen over I don't even know how long it's been going on, but it's always shoot first and ask questions later. But you have mace and tasers and all this stuff. My thing is, how come if you're watching a have you ever watched Cops on TV? Huh, Bad Boys? What's yeah. Yeah. They can pull out tasers and they have mace. And all these other officers I see have all these everything leading up to a gun. I feel like a gun should be your last resort.
I feel like, yeah. I definitely feel like a gun should be your last resort.
It really should. Like, somebody running away from you and you pull out a gun? Come on now.
Like, you should.
Who are they hurting?
Yeah. Like, you shouldn't be startled to the point where you immediately just shoot. Like, I feel like at some point you should be desensitized to that type of reaction or whatever. And until you're desensitized, you don't need a gun.
Right. Especially if it's like, okay, he's got color on him, so I just thought he was dangerous.
Yeah.
Because it's plenty of people who do more and can get a taser or get mace or whatever, pepper spray.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I feel you. Like, leave your gun at the office or something. If I don't know. Like, it's just...
I don't know either. I leave my ice cream in the fridge, my door locked, and try to mind my business as best I can.
Man.
But, I don't know. I can't imagine losing a sibling or anyone for that matter to that type of stuff. Yeah. I lost a friend to gun violence growing up, but that was like community things. But it's just disheartening when the people who are supposed to have your back and protect you are the ones killing you in any color, and that just sucks.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Do you have anything else?
I guess just speak your truth. As for, I guess that's for the girl about whatever she had going on, whether she spoke her truth or hid her truth or whatever was going on. And also, I think it's okay to forgive, but you don't have to go all out. It's all right to whatever. Do you, boo?
No, I do you. But it is okay to forgive. It's just, I'm just not that good of a Christian yet. There are just some things that I'm not gonna forgive. You eat the last of my Cheetos, you know, maybe. But you hurt my siblings, I'm gonna have to hurt you.
I feel that though. That's real.
Yeah. Oh, so next week you're gonna work out. We're going to talk about working out.
Oh, dear. like, this is my goal, to at least do 50-something. Sit-ups, squats, run. I don't know. 50-something.
50-something. Okay, I'm with it.
Okay.
Okay, this has been another episode of the Basically Brown Podcast. Guys, like us on social media. We're going to be growing. We're going to be out here. And send us brown bosses and tell us your positive tips that can help us in our daily lives. We can help each other. Until next time, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Shakira.
And we're out.
Yep.